Pablo llevó Jesús a Juan. Today, in the gospel reading, we hear about Jonah in the whale. And we know it's a very familiar story. The story of where Christ, where God comes to Jonah and says to Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to preach to them penitence, repentance, and teach them about the true God. For they need to change their ways. Now, the Ninevites and the Jews were the enemies of the Jews, or the enemies of the Jews. It would be as if God comes to one of us today and says, I want you to go to the Turks, to the Azeris, and I want you to preach to them about Christianity. I want you to change them, and I want you to make them understand their mistakes and forgive them for what they have done. Now, most of us would probably go the other way. Just like Jonah. And Jonah did that. He said, I'm not going to the Ninevites. I don't want them to be saved because of what they have done to the Jews. And rather, I'm going to go the opposite. He was supposed to go to the east, and he went to the west. He took a boat on his journey when he was running away, and a storm happened. You know the story. A storm happened, and the sailors in the boat realized that something was wrong, and that he was the fault. He was the reason the storm happened. And that they were all going to drown, but they didn't get rid of him. So they took Jonah, and they threw him over the boat side, and he went into the sea. And the story goes on that a whale came. Some translations say a large fish. That's in the Armenian translation, it says a whale. And a whale came and swallowed him up and took him to the very deepest, darkest part of the sea, from which he prayed to God for 3 days for forgiveness. Finally, God gives him forgiveness, and the whale comes back up and spits him out on the shore of Nineveh. He preaches to the Ninevites, and they change their ways, and they are forgiven. And usually, this is where the story ends. But in reality, the story continues. The story continues by saying that Jonah is very upset with God. He is angry with God because he is a merciful God and a loving God. And that he showed pity on Nineveh and saved them. And he says to God, in an angry way, I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to save the Ninevites. And that is exactly why I ran the other direction. That's exactly why I ran away, because I knew you were going to do this. And so he goes on the eastern side of the city of Nineveh, and he sits on a hill, and he watches the city. He wants to see what's going to happen to the city. And he's very upset that the Ninevites are being saved. And so it is very hot, and in the Bible it says it's so hot that God decides he grows a plant out of the ground to cast shade on Jonah. And he casts the shade on Jonah. Jonah's thankful that it's so hot, almost like today. Very humid and very hot. And so there's a shade, and he is comfortable. And he thanks God for this. The next day he goes to the same spot, but he sees that a worm has eaten this plant. And the plant has died. And he gets so upset because it is so hot. And he gets angry with the plant. He gets angry at that worm for eating the plant. And God says to him at that moment, you feel sorry for this plant, which you did nothing to have grow. And yet you do not feel any remorse or any pity for the 120,000 souls who are in spiritual darkness in that city. And this is where the story and the book of Jonah ends, with this question. Many of us allow jealousy, pride, and hate to prevent us from seeing the needs of others. the same time, we let our hatred and our jealousy get in the way of being Christians, in the way of our hearts. To save us from spiritual decay and from spiritual numbness, we have been given the gift of forgiveness. It has been given to us, and we must use it also. Christ says very specifically in the Gospel of Matthew, if you are to be called children of God, if you are to be called children of the Heavenly Father, you must love your enemies. Matthew 5:44, if you want to check it out. He says it very specifically. But we always come up with excuses why not. And I've heard everyone under the sun, and I also use them too. I will not forgive this person because they did this to me, or they did that to me, or they did this to my family. But the question is, don't we do the same things to God constantly? Don't we sin against God every day? And don't we go against His commandments, and yet He still forgives us? If we are to receive forgiveness, we must also forgive forgiveness. It's in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And when we are able to do this, then we will be called real, true Christians. But until then, we are not Christians. I don't know what we are, but we are not. We do not know how to forgive. So today, I ask in my prayer that when we leave here, the love and compassion and forgiveness that God shows upon each of us in our lives, we also show.